This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Daniel, you don't. I know I'm live. I just don't know what I want to say yet. Everybody's telling me I'm live.
Part out.
You're live. You're live. You're live. Well, I'm just sitting here enjoying the music. Getting ready for
another
edition.
Waiting on the world to change, just like John Mayer says, right?
I am. There he is. He's going to say it right now, I think.
He is.
There you go. Thank you. Keep on waiting. Yes, we are. And
Still hasn't changed yet, has it?
We've got a big job from North Dakota to get the world to change, I'll tell you what. But if the world could be more like North Dakota, we would be in really good shape, right? So let's remember that. Things are pretty darn good. Not perfect by any stretch. Things are always a little challenging. If you're in the ag world, you are getting pounded. I saw a story today about bankruptcies on the rise. And that is a product of challenging times and operations that obviously are a little thinner on the margin and not as much in the way of, you know, capital to weather the storm or keep your banker comfortable. Those things happen. There's no doubt about it, but doesn't make it any easier, and certainly rips my heart out when you think of that. And you know, but what goes up must come down. There's some very, 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 very good times, and now not so much. Same thing happened in the oil industry. You know, things were really, 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 really good. Now they've come down a little bit, and I think everybody would tell us, as Lynn Helms did yesterday, as long as we're in the 50s, we're in pretty good shape there. But anyway, other than the ebbs and flows that happen in life, in the economy, in everything, got a pretty good place we call home here in the great state of North Dakota. I have a question to tap into that North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, Northern Plains way of thinking. Donald Trump has a decision to make here rather soon. He has asked for the wall as a candidate. He has asked for the wall as a president. And all we get is excuses. And you have a core group of folks who agree with him in Congress. I believe Congressman Kevin Cramer is one of those. We're going to talk with him tomorrow. He said it's time. He agrees. But it doesn't happen. So there is a date in the next couple of weeks. I want to say the 7th of December. It's fairly soon. In which the government runs out of funding and they have to renew something. Should Donald Trump, in your estimation, say, I'm not agreeing to anything in the way of additional funding until you include the wall, until there is funding for the wall? And there's a lot of ways you could do it. You could do so much a year over X amount of years or whatever, but just find a way. Just say, I can point to some place that says there's funding. Let's start this. Because, folks, you know right now the situation we're facing at the U.S.-Mexico border. Some of these folks can put their tippy-toe right into the U.S. and boom, got a whole new round of rights and ways to become part of the system. The Democratic Party loves this because they see it as more voters. This is a get-out-the-vote effort for the Democratic Party. That's why they play the games they play. We saw it in North Dakota in this last election. In my mind, completely exploiting Native Americans, trying to turn them into a political pawn to say, they're trying to take your vote away. They're trying to take your vote. Give me a break. So that was a get-out-the-vote effort, trying to suggest something was being taken from them. And then on the other hand, the North Dakota Democratic Party with the Heitkamp campaign, wink, wink, nod, nod, what were they doing? Hey, hunters, be careful. You vote here, you might not be able to hunt somewhere else. Despicable. Absolutely despicable. Fake news in the state. A horrible job of reporting on it, and they've forgotten it since. Ought to be digging into it. Because, number one, initially it was defended by directly Heidi Heitkamp, and then later, oh, it wasn't me. We got amnesia all of a sudden. Come on. That's your job, news media? Go out there and. Because to me, what they did with the Native Americans, and then on the opposite side of the coin, what they did with. And really, this was an oil patch deal. This was people that are new here, working here. They used the hunter thing as a bit of a facade. It wasn't smart politically, but that was the idea. Thinking somebody new working in the oil patch is hunting. My point is this, folks. How does this all wrap together? That's the game they play. To try to get more voters and suppress voters of theirs. Meanwhile, they feign outrage, claiming that's what, for instance, Republicans are trying to do with Native Americans. Ridiculous. So if they're going to continue to exploit this and welcome this, build the wall, remove a big part of the problem, my number one question for you today, are you okay with this president saying no to the point the government shuts down unless he gets the wall? Is it that important to you? And by the way, let's just talk about the government shutting down for a minute. What shuts down? Not much. Non-essential employees. I think I heard last go-around, there's even members of Congress where their staffs are essential. Big chunk of their staff is essential. Some are not, but some are. That doesn't surprise you, does it? Point is simply this, if the government quote-unquote shuts down, the government still goes. Social Security checks still go out. Barack Obama, you may remember, tried to exploit this, play all kinds of games. Say, oh, we're going to barricade the World War II Memorial. We're not going to send out checks. All of that is decided by each administration, and in their case, they wanted to inflict the most pain and try and win politically. That's what they did. Obviously, Donald Trump wouldn't do that. So the government shutdown wouldn't necessarily be a government shutdown. Should he do it? You tell me at 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550, the local telephone number. Text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd, 701-226-8503. We love it when you call. Should that government shut down? A couple other things we'll do on the show today. We're going to tell you about a project to get service dogs to veterans that's worthy of your consideration for your hard-earned money. There's a charity set up on Facebook where Facebook matches the dollars today, I guess. What do they call that again?
Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday. Thank you.
That's right. Yep.
Did Facebook invent Giving Tuesday, or is this like all over online?
It's all over online.
It is, okay. So any particular,
everybody, yeah.
You give online and it gets matched by the Giving Tuesday participants. Huh? Is that how it works? So anyway, that's a nice deal. We're also going to talk with Matt from Pizza Corner. Have you seen the new packaging, Todd?
I have.
Pizza Corner? Yeah. I like the colors.
They came by with a couple of pizza ovens, and folks have been making pizzas every so often.
Yeah, we got that treatment, too. I kind of like that.
See, and they talk about the new sauce, but I'm a chicken Alfredo Pizza Corner guy, so it's always been perfect.
You are weird.
I know.
How can you not be a taco
pizza? Weird.
Alfredo?
How can
pepperoni sausage.
Come on.
This is God intended.
A little buffalo sauce on there.
Chicken Alfredo. You weirdo.
I'm not alone.
Okay, you two stop fighting over the pizza. Tom and Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to go ahead and point out to your listeners that we were promised the Southern Wall back in the Ronald Reagan days, and then the Democratic Congress went ahead and never funded the deal. So before we make any further deals with the liberals, and I say go ahead and shut the government down, because as I called up Heidi Heitkamp's office when Barack Obama was playing his games with the government shutdown, I told her this. I says, come on home. You'll do less damage that way. And I'll hang up and listen to your response.
You got a sense of humor, Tom. That's pretty good. Come on home. Why can it ever be bad to come home, right? Yeah, come on home. Dana and Judd want to talk about the farm economy. We'll chat about that when we come back. Calls on these or other topics, always welcome on What's on Your Mind. So 258-0550. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I, and our daughters, were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juven. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of a lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juven helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juven?
You can go Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndieFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
He breaks out a couple of cookies during the break. And then I reach for my bag of beer nuts.
Who spilled what? And we were told there's no eating in the new studio, so apparently.
Did you say need more cowbell?
Yeah, there you go.
Long before Blue Oyster Cult.
How about Loverboy?
Mountain.
Isn't there a Loverboy song that starts with a cowbell, too? I think so. Yeah. Hey,
working, working for the weekend.
There you go. Starts with a cowbell? Okay, all right. Kevin's busy with his cookie. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. And by the way, we will be in Jamestown tonight talking about that trip to Norway. We have brochures, we have maps, we have lots of information. If you want to find out more about the Midnight Sun Tour, June 15th through June 30th, Norway at its very best, to see so much of that awesome beauty of Norway. It is spectacular.
And don't worry, it'll be enjoyable because I won't be there, so.
And Todd is boycotting the trip because he's going to stay back and...
Hey, your mic is doing that thing again.
Keeping the trains running on time. Is this better?
No.
Like that really loud noise?
There we go. There we go.
Oh, it's better now.
Yeah. Well, we had to spill beer nuts in the new stuff. Look what happened.
The reason I mention beer nuts is because when I mention the food I like, people send them in, and it's very kind of them. But
so in case you're wondering what to get Scott Hennin for Christmas, beer nuts. There you go.
I've eaten all the candy corn, so I'm onto the beer nuts now. Anyway, Jamestown tonight, 5:30 to 7 at the Pizza Ranch restaurant in Jamestown is where we'll be, and invite you to come on by. You might be interested in this Norway trip. So, this experience is pretty incredible, folks. Norway is really something.
Yeah, there it goes again.
How about now?
Better.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now better, okay?
Better.
Kevin, you're on this? Better?
I'm touching nothing.
Better,
it's just,
but not
it's just
best.
Changing. I don't know.
Oh, anyway, see you in Jamestown. Pizza Ranch, 5:30 to 7. I'll go to Dana here. Dana can talk more. What's on your mind, Dana? You're next.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I wanted
good morning.
To talk about the economy in general. You know, they're saying how it's so good. Well, most of it's pumped up from making cuts and laying people off and interest rates and low grain prices and stock buybacks. And every bit of it just takes money out of the consumer purchasing power, out of their pocket. And then on the farm economy, I heard what you said when you first started, you know, waiting on the world to change. Well, it's just the systematic elimination of the independent farmer. And just like in the 80s where it went from 100,000 down to 35,000. And now the bankruptcies are up. And people are feeding ideas how to make money for the farmers. Like the guy said, take this aid away from these countries where they're coming in across the border.
Defend
and put
the
money toward grain, you know. Bring our prices up and give them grain back. And none of it gets listened to. It's just the same old promises and talk. I tell you what.
Well, Dana, I want to ask you one thing about something you said. You mentioned independent farmers, the elimination of independent farmers. What is an independent farmer in your eye? In other words,
an independent farmer is a farmer that's been on this land for, like my family's been here for 125 years. You know, it's a family farm. We try to keep things going. We got jobs off the farm that we do. We got all year round doing stuff, trying to hang on. And then because of these trade wars, that now they got agreements made, but no prices are going up. It's just a bunch of baloney. It's just, they have no plan. They want to do the same thing.
But let's stick on the independent farmer thing for a sec. So your family's been on that farm for, you know, 100 plus years. You decide you want to sell. You decide you want to be done. You want to retire. Your neighbor buys the land. Is he not independent anymore?
Well, the ones that are selling, they're not doing it because they're filing bankruptcy. And if they are, that's not right either. They shouldn't have to give up what they worked all their life for just because this system doesn't want to give them a fair price for their product. If you take the prices that we were getting in the 80s, everything else that we live with has increased 10 times over. A house, $35,000, is $350 or more. But grain prices, they're the same as they were then. You know, by rights, wheat should be $30 a bushel.
Well, but wait a minute. Wait, Dana, wait a minute, though. I mean, you're in that time frame, you're getting that much more out of the land. I mean, all the technology and all the things that are growing, your bushels are growing. It's not like you're staying stagnant, getting the same amount of bushels out of the same amount of land, right?
Correct, but we're doing that to better ourselves, and it's all it does is shoot us in the foot. You do get better corn yield, the price goes down. They can find other markets for this stuff if they wanted to, but they don't want to even try to do anything. It's just the same thing over and over. And if you do the same thing over and over, you can expect the same reaction. You're going to build the system up, then crash it back down, then build it back up. And all the time, it just constantly works against the people, putting a bigger and bigger load on them with no extra money to put in savings or bank for anything.
But Dane, I just think that requires you to farm differently, because there's a lot of farmers that have been able that are not on that brink. And, you know, I mean, in other words, you can choose to do it as you've done it, and then obviously it is a little more challenging, especially in tough times. Or you can choose it to say, we're gonna get bigger and be able to weather that. So, you know, here's my view. And this is total novice, but I think the idea of the quote unquote family farm, like I'll see when I go over to Norway, is long gone from the United States of America. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, because I can think of people's operations that were smaller 20 years ago that are bigger now. They're, you know, employing a lot of people and doing well. So it's changed. It's different. There's no doubt about it. I just want to understand the real story. So that's why I love hearing from you, and I appreciate your call very much. I encourage others to call as well. And just tell me your perspective on this at 800-228-0550. The story I was talking about earlier, actually, in the Star Tribune, says, headline, farm bankruptcies are on the rise, and bankers worry that far more are on the way. They're talking about the upper Midwest. They're talking about 84 farms filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy in Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana in the 12 months that ended in June. I don't know, well, that is more than it was in the previous years. Is that a lot? And again, one is too many. I feel for the families that are there, but I'm thinking 84 farms over a year between Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana, that doesn't seem like a lot to me.
It's a lot of farms.
It doesn't seem a lot like a lot to me. When you consider how many farms there are over a year.
Yeah, there's a lot of farms in those states.
That many states, so I don't know. Let me know what you think. Question on the table, too, today. Should Donald Trump push for the shutdown? I'm keeping a tally on that. Let me know at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Locally at that one, or toll-free from wherever you are, if you're in Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, 800-228-0550. David Sterling is next. Others, welcome, and what's on your mind? Give us a ring.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Pembina and McHenry counties in North Dakota, a 1,700-acre crop farm in Daniels and Valley counties in Montana, a 3,400-acre ranch auction on the North Dakota-South Dakota border in Sioux County, North Dakota, an extensive truck, construction, and farm equipment auction in Steele, North Dakota on November 29th. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now going after Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor who yesterday said that President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort broke his plea deal by lying to investigators in the Russia probe. Today on Twitter, the president describes Mueller as, quote, only looking at one side and not the other. He says his team is, quote, ruining lives for them refusing to lie. He also once again called the probe a, quote, phony witch hunt. On another matter,
and I said, you know, this country country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon.
That's President Trump telling reporters what he told General Motors CEO Mary Barra after learning that GM is going to shut down five plants in the U.S. and Canada and cut nearly 15,000 jobs. A bombing's killed three American service members in Afghanistan today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Check out their website at secureenergyfuture.org. It's cold out right now. Imagine if we didn't have reliable baseload energy that comes from coal. Wow. Would we be in a different place? Same thing when it's blazing hot. We have coal. We have hot. That's part of the Northern Plains. And we also have affordable energy. Why? Coal. Big part of it. Check it out. SecureEnergyFuture.org. A lot of different ways to either just arm yourself with information or get involved. Let people know this is important to you. Hope you do it. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, let's go to call waiting with some calls off the air as well. Welcome others at 800-228-0550. Dave in beautiful Sterling, North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, what do we know?
What do we know? I don't know. We're better now that you called. I know that.
Well, you know, I like to think about things. And one of them things, of course, that drives me crazy is everything you hear on the radio, I mean on the TV, with the socialist movement. And I start thinking, you know, what would the world do without America's capitalism? Now, capitalism's not perfect. But by far, there is no socialist country or communist country on the planet Earth that can generate the wealth and opportunity that is presently here in the United States of America under capitalism. Can we agree on that?
You're not going to get an argument from me, sir.
So, I think the country is against going to maybe eventually go socialist, and where the government, of course, maintains the wealth and everybody else gets divvied out a little portion. But when that occurs, of course, there will be a huge shift in power in the world, and there will certainly be a war, a huge war.
You're suggesting that the United States would become a socialist country?
I'm thinking so. With the indoctrination of the young in the universities today, and what's been going on for many, many years, I think that they're just they don't understand the majority of them that what socialism truly is. And can you imagine just if the United States would have been a country such as Venezuela during the beginning of World War One, where the world would be today?
This is why I wish this was more prevalent in the education of our youth.
Absolutely.
Just go through a scenario like you're suggesting. All right, let's game this out. What would have happened?
Yeah.
What would we be today because of it?
And we would probably not be alive, many of us.
I think the problem with this is definitions. I think, hear these surveys that high school students would prefer socialism. To me, that's sort of a utopian, everybody gets taken care of without any recognition of what that actually means and what you lose in the way of freedom. In other words, I don't think they're saying they want socialism. I think they're saying they want, a little more government. They're just expressing it that way. What do you think of that and that suggestion? You agree or disagree with me?
Well, I hope you're right, but I really don't have a lot of hope for the younger generations coming up, simply because they want more government, they want more handout, and this country wasn't founded on that. If we were a Venezuelan state today, guess what? You'd have no caravan at your border, because we'd all be in the same shape,
Very good point. They wouldn't be clamoring to get in. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. A little Sterling, North Dakota common sense. Todd, you had a caller during the break. Let's roll that one, should we?
Yes, Scott. This is Jason from Devil's Lake. Shut the border wall down. We don't want them over here. We're going to put 15,000 people out of work at the General Motors plant. What are we going to do with them people? We're going to worry about the border people over the people that are already United States citizens of this country? What's the matter with this country? It's time we shut it down and worry about our own people. Forget them people. Tear gas them. Do what you got to do. But we don't need them here. There shouldn't even be a discussion on this. I can't believe it. Shut the government down. Build the wall. What they promised to do. But this has got to get done. Forget about Nancy being Speaker of the House. Could care less about that. Let's get back to what we need to be done here. Roads, border, and security. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Roads and security. All right, we're going to mark that down for you. Anybody else want to weigh in on that? 800-228-0550. Let's go up to northwestern North Dakota. Kay, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I'm calling to back up that man that you just had on who was talking about family farming.
Yeah, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Everything he said is 100% correct. If you could see some of these towns in northwestern North Dakota, how they have declined during this period when they've been trying all this industrial and corporate farming. There's hardly anything left. There's no quality of life for the people who live out here because there's hardly any stores. There's probably a bar and a post office, and that's all you've got in some of these small towns. You have to drive forever to get to anything. And that's just one aspect of it. But if you think family farming is a thing of the past, probably you better take a look. I still believe farming is the best way to farm.
What does that mean, though?
What does that mean? Well, it means a lot of things.
Define family farming to me. In other words, I'm going to use an example. The Wansick family, two brothers, a mom and a dad. For the two brothers, who largely handed over the farm to them. Now their sons, the two brothers are part of it. They've, grown the farm. They've expanded into marketing soybeans. I mean, they wouldn't be small, but they sure would be family. They've been here a long time. Is that a family farm?
Well, you can argue that for a long time, I imagine. The way the government defines, farming is, anybody who sells, I believe it's $1,000 worth whatever they have raised. That's how they just define a farm. And this is kind of a failed experiment. It's a very much a failed experiment to get rid of so many people in farming, as they keep doing every once in a while, whenever the Republicans are in office in particular. Because their answer to everything is the bottom line and the dollar. And I think you have to look at more than just the dollar. You've got to look at the quality of the food that you're eating. You've got to look at the quality of life you got to look at all the talent that's being lost from all the generations of people that grew up in farming and know how to farm, but we are denied a chance to farm because, well, family farming is all of a sudden outdated. Everything that man said was absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah, and when you say denied a chance to farm, obviously...
Well, you know, they don't make any more land. So in order to make a big farmer, you have to take away from your neighbor.
And you don't take away, you don't take, but I mean, you don't take, you know, like you come over and say, I'm taking your land. You say, do you want to sell it? If somebody sells it,
it doesn't quite work that way. There's many different ways people can work to take something. And like I say, I know out here there's one farm after another that's vacant where there would have been people living, but it reaches a point where, for whatever reason, one reason or another, they leave. You know, so that there's nothing left.
But I mean, I was this summer out at the homestead for my wife's family, and where they homesteaded is no more. It's a building they're kind of slowly but surely taking down, but they're still farming it, and they live a couple miles away. I mean, I'm trying to understand how that's bad. I just think that's like okay, the first Best Buy that was ever built was the size of a postage stamp, and now it's bigger. I don't know that. You know, it's different. It's changed.
Well, it depends on what kind of a lifestyle you're thinking about. But there gets to be nothing left practically because you can't only gobble up so much stuff and close so many businesses until there's really no quality of life because there's nothing left in these small towns and there aren't many people out in the rural areas anymore. And then you have to look at the quality of the food that's being produced. You know, you got to look at a lot of different things, but it's always just the bottom line, the money, and let's get big because big is always better. Well, I don't agree with that. And I just agree with everything he said about family farming is correct. And that's why in Europe you have a lot of family farms because Europe has starved. And so they value their farmers.
Well, I think we value our farmers. It's just that farming is changing, and I think some in the farm community don't want it to change to more of a larger footprint for farmers, and that's fine. It's America; you don't have to like that. But you're saying if I don't want to change, I've got a difficult time making a go, and that's an economic reality. I appreciate the information.
I appreciate
learning about it and hearing from your perspective. I'd welcome others to. Share theirs as well, Kay, because
it's really true because actually this is a corporate system. If you look at corporations in general, it's kind of a failed system. It really is. And to try to impose
wait a minute.
Yeah,
corporations
it really is.
Corporations
yeah.
in general
there's
are a failed system?
There's a lot of books written on that subject and I haven't read them in detail, but it really is because they become accountable to nobody and they can do almost anything.
No, I mean, that's just not true, Kay. I mean, obviously, if you're a corporation, you're publicly traded, you're held accountable by your stockholders. I mean, that's a lot of that's, led to capitalism and a whole lot of prosperity. Now, you can say a big farm is not as good as a small farm. That's fine. But I don't think, we don't have corporate farming here, so there is no such thing. Cargill can't come in and buy half of North Dakota. That's the current law of the land. I'm more of a free market kind of guy where if somebody wants to sell their land, they can sell their land. And, but anyway, I appreciate your perspective. Welcome others to inform my opinion. But I think you know where I'm coming from and you heard them. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Speaking of farming, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening up and around Donnybrook, North Dakota with our friend Troy Coons. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. There's a ton of excitement surrounding the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. A great new package and still loaded with quality toppings, tangy tomato sauce on an Italian-style bakery crust. No wonder Pizza Corner Pizzas are the pride of North Dakota. And we want to give you, our loyal customers, a chance to celebrate with us by winning a great prize. Register online at pizzacornerpizza.com for your chance to win an ice fishing trip courtesy of Outdoor Bound TV. Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
This life full of moments.
Big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. This harvest season, North Dakota soybean farmers will be storing their soybeans, which can bring challenges. NDSU Extension Agriculture Engineer Dr. Ken Hellevang recommends soybeans be harvested at 11 to 13% moisture to limit cracks in the seed coat and cooled with aeration to maintain their quality. Dr. Hellevang recommends avoiding temporary or emergency storage and consider selling other grains to free up on-farm storage for soybeans. All storage options need to prevent moisture intrusion and permit cooling the grain with aeration. To store in bags, soybeans also need to be between 11 to 13% moisture. Select an elevated location and run bags north-south to achieve uniform temperature. Grain piles must have cover and aeration. A 1-inch rain will result in huge losses. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the pizza oven over there when you tried out the new studio and everything worked, and then you plugged the pizza oven in.
We should have plugged the pizza oven in first.
Yeah, see, that's the variable there. It's everything did work just fine, but once you plug that pizza oven in.
Yeah, so my mic, we figured this out during the break, folks. When my microphone makes a little strange noise, Todd's plugged in the pizza oven.
No, not me. That's your pizza oven. You ours is sitting unplugged because they're going to repossess at any moment now because we're using it too much.
Repossessing it. You're going through too many pizza corners.
Yeah. Exactly.
I hate when that happens.
They know how to do it. You get us hooked, and then all of a sudden we got to run to the store and buy 50 of them so we can replenish the supply. And
exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. Where's our friends from Medora tonight? Do you think?
Hmm.
You want to spin the wheel and one of those unbelievable what they're doing this year. Pretty incredible. Where did it land? Yes, Glendive, Montana. Dawson County
wow.
High School tonight. Tomorrow night,
the other side of Medora. How about that?
Exactly. Williston on the 29th. Here's the next few days. Medora on the 30th and 1st. Mandan on the 2nd. Minot, 4th and 5th. Devil's Lake, the 6th. Ellendale, the 7th. Fargo South High School, 8th and 9th. You can get tickets at Medora.com. Medora.com is where you can get those tickets. Or, for instance, for the Fargo show at Hornbacher's. Ellendale show at the Ellendale Banks. The CVB in Devil's Lake. Minot CVB in Minot. And supermarkets for the Mandan and Bismarck show. Bismarck show is coming up at the Bell. I know you're going to be there in the front row, aren't you, Todd? Bell. It's a great fun. Anyway, check it out, folks. Great show. It's a hit. The Christmas show from Medora, the Magical Medora Christmas. Family-friendly holiday show. Locations all throughout North Dakota, Montana, and Minnesota between now and December 22nd. Tickets $30 at Medora.com or locally as well. Love to see you there. All right, our friend Troy Coons is here from CNC Farms. Troy, how are you?
Hey, good, sir. How about you?
Doing good. Want to ask you a question first about some of the conversations we've had today just on the change in farming, the challenges in farming right now. Some people saying there's not enough family farms, independent farms, it's gotten too big, it's changing the landscape, obviously the challenging times in price. What do you say about change that's come in agriculture the last number of years?
I guess, if you're talking about size of farms or the economics of farms, I think that's something that's been kind of a steady happening with some anomalies, but since the day of homesteading, right or wrong, like it or don't like it, that's been the trend, where you homesteaded and all of a sudden somebody took over the neighbor's property, and that's been due to, farming is a tough business, The commodity markets right now are, they're brutal, and we have folks in the state from one side of the state having some very, very good yields to a lot of crop insurance losses in other areas. And so, and relationships with your neighbors and the economics for just like myself, I have four children and, the economics for some of them to want to be in this kind of lifestyle, which I love, can be very challenging. You deal with Mother Nature, you deal with commodities, you got to be versed in many, many things. Does that kind of answer what you're talking about?
It does, yeah. And, those are big picture concerns, right? Those are just ever-changing things that sort of say, where is this going exactly? And obviously, in the moment, I know there's all kinds of decisions to make. What are you hearing about what is consuming farmers this time of year right now?
Well, like I mentioned, we have some people in the state that had great yields, and there's still poor prices, and we have folks that had very poor yields and still have low prices. And so there's challenges there for the farming community to be able to handle their financing is just a huge issue right now for a lot of folks and all of the supply houses that supply them. That's a big challenge. And then I think it's a time where we need to be kind of reevaluating our inputs, and I'm not saying that we cut them out, because when you start cutting inputs, you start losing quality, potentially yield and such. But reevaluating, doing more research, being more involved in that. Sometimes we get a little comfortable when you're making a medium-type income and you're okay and everything's flowing. You get a little bit more relaxed. And these times, I think it's time to set back, talk to more people, maybe reach outside of your normal circle to learn more things. I think that's a key to things right now. And see what can help you with, different seed types. Say there's a X amount of soybeans that you're putting in that's costing you $85 to $100 an acre. There are some good genetics out there from some of the state organizations that have really good products, in these times where you could save some money. Those are one of the things to look at.
701-482-7865. I'm always ready to answer your questions. You need something on the seed list? Ask. They'll get it for you. Family-owned and operated. Registered seed farm. Certified seed farm. In Donnybrook, North Dakota. Been around since 1906. Call them at 701-482-7865. Thanks, Troy.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Medora Old Town Hall Theater at 7:30 Friday, November 29th, and 1:30 and 7:30 Saturday, December 1st. Tickets for our all-new show are available at the Rough Rider Hotel and Medora.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.